Okay, well, welcome to this week of Game Chat, where we are continuing our discussion of The Walking Dead Season 2, Telltale's Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 3, In Harm's Way. Let's start out with some intros of who we have here chatting today. So say your name. How you want to be known, and your favorite who in the game would you want to have with you during the zombie apocalypse so far?
Okay, this is Frank and Franco, and I have to preface always by saying besides Clementine. Geez, after this one, I was going to probably lean towards Luke, but Luke, I don't know what's up with Luke. So Lee was probably rest his soul, was probably the guy I would have, stuck with.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Next.
This is Madeline, and I'm feeling really bad that I don't remember his name, but I would have had the magical homeless man from season one.
Oh yeah, good pick.
He can play a guitar and he's also decent in hand-to-hand combat, as long as he's not the only one there.
yeah
His name was Charles.
Good life advice. Thank you. Yeah, Charles.
And next,
this is Kevin, and I would have to go with the same thing that Madeline had, which was Charles or Chuck.
Wow.
Especially with how good he was with a shuffle.
Yeah. Okay, next.
It's Chris, and who would I want? I think it would be the pre-food dog.
Gotcha.
You took mine.
Can't think of that dog's name now. Jesus.
Sam.
Sam. Thank you. Yes. Sam.
I didn't learn the dog's name, so.
All right, and I'm Stephanie, and I think I would go with Clementine. She's a lot of spunk. She can hold her own. I'll go with Clementine. Tried and true. Okay, well. Now that you know who we are, we'll start in. So the episode starts out. We have been found out by Carter and a couple of his guys. And they throw us, and Bonnie is there, bless her heart. And they throw us into the back of a van, take us back to their camp. We're all like tied up. Everyone's tied up. In the back of the van, and they start formulating. I was really surprised. I knew it would happen eventually, but Kenny really came out of his shell in this episode. Like, I could totally see the old Kenny again.
Mm-hmm.
He started formulating. He started cursing. He was back on top.
Well, yeah, the stress is starting to ratchet up, so he's...
Yeah. He was ready to go.
He was ready to tell other people to go.
That's typical Kenny. That's exactly how he was in last season, before the crap hit the fan. Were you like believing him? Like, were you on board with like his, cause I think that like, you know, at one point he asked, like, if you, like he asked Clementine, if you trust him, Kevin?
Oh, I think he was a little bit, a little bit too overzealous.
Yeah.
Especially with, his initial reaction at the start of the episode, because it seems a little bit overboard unless you actually do end up getting slapped by Carver.
Yeah.
Which I did end up doing because I didn't answer him.
I think I did too. Him. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I told him to
go. We're all so obstinate.
Well, with Carver, yeah.
Did you steer it in too?
Yeah. Which part for Carver? Because there were a few parts.
Before the very beginning. The box truck. Like, right before he's tells you.
Oh, yeah, when he tries to talk to you. He tries to, like, say something to you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's
he says some, like, really snide remark, and then it's like, you just...
Oh, I was like, I used to have a radio like that.
Yeah.
But you can choose to stare at him, and he will slap you.
Yeah, he got mad.
Nope.
And you'll have, like, a big red mark on your feet, which completely makes sense for, like, Kenny being like, what did he do to you?
Yeah, Kenny was upset.
Nope.
He was definitely upset.
I was just a smart aleck.
Well, you know, I'm surprised that he didn't get you slapped. He just kind of let that roll, kind of live with it.
I don't know why.
So you get back to the, you get to Carver's little establishment. His beautifully protected settlement in a hardware store. And one thing I noticed that, like, when you get there, they take, because these people that you felt like, you know, Luke's group have been here before, they escaped from here. So, you know, they take Carlos away, the doctor, and they take Alvin away. Alvin's to go to Carver's office, which automatically I was like, this isn't good. It's not going well. So they take Carlos away, and Sarah kind of gets very upset. You know, she's just, he's supposed to protect me. I want, like, you can respond to her at this point, and I wanted to tell her to grow up, but I was nice, and I was like, he'll be back soon, I promise. I was kind of scared that he wasn't going to be back soon. I was like, yeah, he's probably dead, but I didn't want to tell. Yeah, there was no option for that. So
yeah, I chose to be rude to her. Like, like for the rest of the episode, but this time I helped.
Yeah, well, that was nice. That was nice. Yeah, I wanted to tell her to grow up, but you know, whatever. I mean, I guess like her and Clementine are two completely different children, and two like that have experienced life in two completely different ways. So it's understandable, I guess. What did you guys think about Carver's establishment, about his settlement? Like, did it seem secure? What did you think about his group? Like, did it seem like a good place or a bad place?
Well, it felt like a prison.
Could potentially have been a good place, but the way he was treating it was really...
Yeah, it was a prison camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they...
Or a gilded cage, so to speak.
A forced gilded labor. Cage. Man. Yeah, Kevin? Or are you disagreeing? Oh,
like, kind of like ruled by military force and fear.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, you know, there's always, like, there's a couple people that kind of go along with it. Like, what's his name seemed kind of like his kind of right-hand guy that I don't know his name.
Troy.
Yeah.
Butthole number one.
I enjoyed what happened to him at the end of the episode.
He seemed like he was right up there with Carver. But, the rest of them kind of seemed like, I don't know, you know. So they take you back to the... what did he call it? The where he took you to where Reggie was, where you met Reggie. Reggie was supposed to escape with Luke's group back in the day when they escaped, but ended up staying behind because he said he chickened out. Take you back there. So what did you guys think about Reggie? Do you think that he seemed like truly like a good guy? I mean, like, you know, because there were a couple of parts where Carver kind of, not really here, but kind of later, told him what to do, and he just kind of was like, yes, sir, like, you know, and then he kind of not really defended the settlement with Luke's group, but kind of, Yeah, he was kind of like, it's okay in here. It's all right. Like, you know, there's nothing here. Because we were like, this is a prison. Like, this is horrible. And he's like, yeah. Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. We're safe. We're fed.
You know? I felt like he was a wimp, and I was really rude to him.
Yeah, how were you? Really nice.
I saw him as someone who was in the full throes of Stockholm syndrome, and I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna, you know, put this guy aside because he seems okay, but he's so desperate to get back in. With the other group, he'll dime me out in a heartbeat.
That was the whole thing. Was that Kara was, you know, or Troy was saying, you know, you're almost back, because he was out in this little holding area, outside, and he was like, you're almost back inside. Just gotta behave. You gotta be good.
Which he used as a tool against Reggie to make him do whatever he wanted.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but you run into people, I guess, like that, that kind of don't, kind of, as you know, as I've heard, they kind of like sway with the wind. They don't really have anything that they really stand for.
And you just kind of want to slap them across the face and be like, come on!
Yeah. But like, in a situation like this, in a situation like he's in, I mean, you know, I almost kind of like, you know, I mean, because you don't know. You don't know, like, how you're to respond until you're in that situation. You know,
that's what I told Kenny, that he was scared.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just doing whatever he feels like is going to
protect
the best.
Exactly. Yeah, that was the response, yeah.
He's trying to stay alive, you know, and... You know, I mean, he's not really hurting anyone. He wasn't, it wasn't like that he was like, you know, like
immediately trying to sell us out.
Yeah. Or right. Like he was just trying to keep himself safe, keep himself alive, you know, while still trying to be a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
So like thinking about like Carver's group, and this is kind of like hypothetical, but like if, like, say you were in this situation and Carver's group found you, or you found Carver's group, like, to have that protection, you know, because it was a well-protected facility for the most part. They had a lot of food. They seemed well-armed. Would you think that you would consider, like, joining up with them and kind of just, you know, kind of just going through it and just being like, well, I'll just put up with it just so I can survive?
Not if they treated me like that as soon as I got in.
I was allowed to leave, yes. Mm. Because I don't think I would want to stay there permanently, because you're in a parking lot. Mm. Or you're in a building in a parking lot. So it just doesn't seem like a great idea.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing too is they're all inside and you're outside in the elements.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is the whole dynamic of, in these scenarios, you know, you come upon a group, you know, do you engage right away? Do you watch from afar? Do you, you know, unless you're quote unquote captured or picked up by them, you know, and you have no choice, you know, it's like, what do you do if you come upon a group and it's like, you know, do you gather your intel before you approach them? Or, you know, obviously you don't, it seems like the moral of the story is you don't ever approach a group unless you know what the deal is, or feel like you know what the deal is.
Right.
I think also what this game is partially showing us is that, like, Clementine has lived in other groups that were still safe that didn't operate this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, I think it's less of a, like, this is the way it has to be, and this is, and more like a, this is a person who has a god complex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep, for sure. And so we stay outside overnight, or the group stays outside overnight. And then in the morning, they, you know, Carver's there, early bird, put everyone to their assigned tasks. And while he's, you know, handing out instructions, Sarah kind of, she's trying to talk. She's talking to Clementine, whispering to her like kids do, you know?
Yep, being a chatty Cathy.
how did you sleep? How's, you know, and
I told her to be quiet.
Yeah, clearly,
it didn't help.
Just because of her shelteredness, her sheltered life, like she just didn't understand the gravity of the situation like Clementine did. And just kind of like, oh, well, we can talk. We're kids, you know, grown-ups are talking. That's fine. Carver didn't like that. And so he asked Carlos to discipline her by slapping her.
And he slapped the crap out of her.
One of the toughest moments, you know, in a while, because, hey, you know, I'm thinking to myself, boy, it would be really tough not to get myself killed right there.
Yeah.
Because I might have just, like, you know, gone after Carver at that. If it was my daughter, you know, obviously you got to take a beat and say, if I do this, then I'm dead and that she's no better off.
Exactly. But, react, you know, and try to go after him, but if you die, then she's going to be, you know, you're not going to be there for her.
And the other thing too is, like, this is a kind of a clear indication that Carver is not someone to be trusted.
Oh yeah.
If that's how he chooses his disciplinary methods.
The puppet master.
When the thing that kind of pointed me to where Carver's mind was for sure was, like, initially when he broke Carlos's fingers, I thought he broke, like, the middle finger and the ring finger, which would mean that he basically still had the full use of his hand, but he broke the index finger and the middle, so he is if he's right hand dominant, he is now a lefty. So that means that he doesn't care about disciplining. Well, he doesn't care about preserving resources and still disciplining. He mostly just wants to stay in control.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you broke your doctor's hand.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, the only other thing I thought was The Shining when he was, like, corrected. You must correct your daughter. You know, I'm thinking of the butler from The Shining.
Yeah. Yeah. So then after that, you go to, everyone kind of disperses to what they're supposed to be doing. Clementine goes to Bonnie, to help her. And, you have a little chat with Bonnie, have a little one-on-one time. How'd you guys feel about this? How do you guys feel about Bonnie?
I was mean to her.
What?
Well, because she was with the group? Why were you mean to her?
Because she brought the group to them.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I was middle of the road, but distrustful. Like, I still didn't. Up until the very end, with Bonnie in general, I was hesitating because, you know, all her dialogue was sort of like she could still be playing both ends of the fence here.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get information and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked her in 400 Days. I chose to actually trust her. Felt like she was a victim of circumstance and kind of suffering a little bit of from the same stuff that Reggie was suffering from, but was not enough to the extent that she would not be able to be convinced otherwise.
Yeah, she definitely seemed a little bit more responsive than Reggie was. We'll find that out later after what happens to Reggie. She kind of is like, I'm going to go and find out what happened. I'm going to go, you know, and I'm not sure that Reggie would have done that. I'm not sure Reggie would have taken that initiative. I enjoyed the talking. You know, I did, like, ask her about why she didn't go with the group, and, you know,
I said they never talked about you.
I don't remember.
Did she not respond well to that?
She was like, well, it wouldn't make sense. Like, I'm not there with them. Why would they talk about me? And I didn't want to. It wasn't an option to be like, well, they talked about Carver all the time. So.
Okay.
I'm not. I'd have no idea. Maybe you didn't break enough hands to get a mention. I don't know.
Yeah. And then, like, when you tell her, she's very, the conversation was very interesting. Like, because I told her that he killed Walter.
Me too.
And she was just kind of like, oh, he overreacted. Like, he overreacted. He was in the heat of the moment and he overreacted. Okay, cool. And then she gives you a cool jacket.
Ugly jacket?
It's very like, it reminds me of something like I would wear like back in like the late 80s, you know? Yes. Like it was, you know, it had those like funky colors going on, rainbow effect on the front of it.
I would have worn it. Yeah.
Yeah. Worn it with pride. For sure.
Function over form, right?
Did you guys say that you didn't? I told her I liked it. I was like, oh, it's nice.
I told her it was ugly.
Yeah.
How did she react to that?
She's like, oh, it's kind of cute. And then Tavia comes in and is like, what's up with the ugly jacket?
Yeah.
I don't remember what I said.
Clementine,
I think,
like, was like, D.
Yeah. That was funny because I was like, yeah, it was really nice. And Octavia came in, she was like, oh my gosh, it's an ugly jacket. Aw. Well, okay. So then you're taken to the greenhouse where Reggie is, and you also, Sarah's there as well, very sad and very kind of upset over what Carlos, you know, over Carlos slapping her. I think I comforted her a bit on this. You know, because she was saying that, you know, he's never hit me before, even when I was really bad. He's never hit me. And so I just kind of told, I don't remember what I told her, but I just kind of, told her.
Yeah. Carver forced him, and it was basically, in a weird way, it was Carver hitting
him.
That's it.
And then, so Reggie puts you to work to cut off some stems and take off some berries. I was really afraid that I would have to do this myself, and I was like, I'm going to mess this up. It's going to be horrible.
It would have been an actual fun thing to do, and then they're like, no.
It would happen.
You guys are just going to have to go and watch.
Yeah. There was a lot of railing this episode. A lot of, like, story railing. But anyway, so you have the option, because Sarah is not feeling it. She's not doing her work at all. You have the option to not help her, or the option to do her work, pretty much. And pretty much ignore your own, which I didn't know that would happen. I thought that
It would be that you would just show her what exactly to do and then go back to doing your own work. Yeah. But no.
Yeah. You do it all. Sarah just stands there. And so when Carver comes back, because the whole thing was, you know, you had Reggie's like, please do this well, because I want to get back in. You know, I want to get back in. This will be good for us if you guys just help me with this. And so, you know, Reggie comes back and he's like, oh, well, you know, you don't have any of your work done. None of this is done. You know, which Reggie could have stayed and, like, helped as well. But anyways, we'll just, Chris, I don't know, was it his right hand or his left hand or his left arm that was cut off? I don't remember.
It doesn't really matter. It shouldn't be that difficult, even if you're one hand dominant over the other, to go and snip some berries off of a bush.
I guess it all depends.
You can pick berries one-handed, no problem, but trimming dead leaves or dead branches,
it would seem like, because it
would be more difficult.
You would need a little bit
tricky.
So it would all depend on, like, how, you know, I don't know, like, how kind of a little bit of ambidextrousness you have.
I chose to help.
Yep. Helps her.
Yep.
Everyone else?
Everyone helped.
Everyone helped. Wow. Well, I mean, if you didn't help her, it didn't matter.
Yeah,
I looked it up. It basically, if you didn't help, I think there's actually two levels. You could not help her at all, and she does only...
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sarah does like half of what you did, and Reggie gets in trouble for that.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Either way, Reggie gets in trouble. Either way, Reggie is not having
Reggie
a good
takes
day.
The fall for
yes.
this.
And then they give you an achievement, which I felt was just a tad bit insulting. I didn't like Reggie. I thought she needed to get like slapped in the face, but I didn't think he deserved to be thrown off roof.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he didn't deserve it. No, but no, that's no. That's Carver. You know,
And I don't think it's an achievement so much as like this was back in the day where like achievements were more like chapter markers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
Like this is yes. where you are in the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't feel like it's an achievement for witnessing someone get killed as much as this is the end of the chapter.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
A long way down, witnessed a murder.
I know. Telltale does this. I mean, I don't know about their recent games, but they do this a lot with I noticed it with the first one too, is that you kind of you get the achievements as you complete the story rather than, oh, you did something special. Mm-hmm. Or you did something interesting. So
nothing for nothing, but you know, I wouldn't have said it because I know at the time, at the time that Carver's a psychopath, but I'd be like, if he came in and they started giving Reggie crap, I'm like, we're pruning berry bushes, dude. Give it a break, what?
Yeah.
I mean, this compound will not come to an end if the berry bushes are not pruned, okay?
That just shows like the control.
He's just off. He is way beyond.
Because
you're not sending a message either to anyone at all in that group that like you need to do your work. You're just showing that you're unhinged and want absolute control.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. Yep. Like you could let some of the people who are babysitting us come and pick berries, and they would all get picked.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have guns 24/7.
Yeah, yeah. So unfortunately, Reggie dies. You go back. You're taking the berries back or taking something back.
Nails.
You run into Bonnie.
Before we do anything, does anybody watch Silicon Valley?
No, I don't.
I've seen some of it.
So the guy who voices Reggie actually plays what's his face in Silicon Valley.
I knew he sounded familiar. Yeah. Okay, good.
Oh.
Carry on.
Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting.
Dinesh. That's Dinesh. Yeah.
So I don't know if it's an option if you can tell Bonnie, but I did tell Bonnie what happened.
Yeah, and then she's like, well, did he just trip or something like that? Or
Didn't he just trip up? Are you sure that, he just didn't accidentally walk towards the edge and fall off? No, Bonnie, I don't think. Nope. No.
I was a witness to this one. This was a...
colored glasses. Yeah.
Thrown off the roof.
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant. So she's going to check. She tells you to kind of go on about your business, do your thing. I think around this time is when you run into Luke, right? Hiding in the comic book shop.
Well, before that, you get they're doing their patch job and
Kenny and Mike. Yeah.
You what? I'm sorry.
You're doing the patch. You run into Kenny and Mike. Yeah,
they were fighting.
Doing the patch job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And no matter what, you get attacked by zombies.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Kenny's being Kenny. I don't know.
Kenny getting into a fight with somebody in 30 seconds. Who'd have thought?
Kenny. Yeah, yeah. He's gone back. He's back, guys. He's back. So you run into Madeline's boyfriend.
A little worse for wear.
In the comic book shop, he's a little crazed. He hasn't had sleep in a couple of days.
Next to the muscular Robin cutout.
I don't know what it is. It's got a big arrow on it.
That was very weird.
It looked like Robin.
Yeah, it did.
He is way too yoked to be Robin.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I said muscular Robin.
Yeah.
Also, like 6 foot tall Robin.
I can't remember if that's one of the characters from Invincible or not, which is one of the other comics that Robert Kirkman writes for.
Okay. That makes sense. I kind of thought, well, is this something from like either the Walking Dead universe or something from like the comic universe or. So everyone happy to see Luke. He's alive.
Yeah, I was like, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Frank.
I'm sorry. I was freaked out. I was like, have you been pounding five hour energy drinks or something? What's up with you, dude?
He was very crazed, which I guess is understandable. I mean, his entire group was taken by this madman. I mean, they knew how dangerous Carver was. That's why they ran away. That's why they were hiding from him. And they were so freaked out in the first episode when he came by. So creepy.
Well, the other thing, too, with Luke is that when you first see him, you kind of question him whether or not he got bit because there's that huge pool of blood on the floor and everything.
Yeah.
He just looked like crap. When my husband got norovirus and lost 15 pounds in a day from fluid loss out both ends, that's what he looked like.
That sounds like fun.
So, yeah. So I was like, you definitely got bit because you look like Lee when you got bit.
I don't know if he got bit. I feel like he just ended up going through hell to get there.
Yeah.
Because if he got bit, he probably would have turned.
Was my first thought that he got bit.
He definitely looked it. I think I thought the same thing too, Madeline. I was like, oh god, like you look horrible. You're done. You're gonna die. You're gonna turn on me, aren't you? No. So he tells you that he wants you to steal the radio, right? Yeah, he wants you to steal a radio, so that way he can talk to the group. And communicate with them because he's going to check on the guards or something out on the perimeter to let you know, like, when it's clear for you to leave, you know, for us to try and make an escape. And then, I'm trying to think here. I think you go back to... Oh, yeah, you're asked to go to Carver's office where you see Alvin, who is not doing well. Yeah, Alvin's kind of a mess. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember the exact conversation that you have with Wonderful Carver in his office.
It's more,
basically, it's just, you're a lot like me, and we're both the same. And
Was that when he had that conversation? Yeah. That was towards the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he does it again.
Then. Okay.
Yeah. But this is the first time.
What did you guys think about that?
We gotta leave the pack.
Yeah, what did you guys think about that? Do you think that he's right? Do you think that he sees something in Clementine, or he's just wishful thinking?
Well, there is something there, but there's also a completely different way of going about doing what Carver's doing.
Right.
Is that the one where you have the option to tell him whether or not that it's like, oh, it's Alvin's baby?
That's later on.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that is.
Well, you're right.
Is it even yours? And Carver's like, well, it doesn't matter because it's mine now anyway.
Yeah.
Because this is the first time because you end up running into whatchamacallit outside, the walking outside and crying.
Rebecca.
When she's coming out of the office.
I kind of, you know, this whole episode, I was kind of in cheat mode with Clementine because it's like, well, I'm Clementine. I'm the star of this show. I am going to go all out on Carver. I don't care. He's not going to kill me.
That's true.
So I called him. I flat out called him a murderer. And, you know, gave him, I am not like you. You know, you're a murderer and all that stuff.
But there are things worse than death, Franco.
Yeah, but I kind of knew, so it was giving me some satisfaction to give Carver out.
Yeah, so you go to Carver's office, you go back to your group, start to tell them they've already kind of talked to Luke, apparently. So they're kind of formulating plans to...
I was going to keep it a secret.
Yeah, so did I. Mm-hmm. I didn't mention anything until they mentioned it.
Yep.
Oh
yeah, I think I might have did this. Might have done the same.
Is there reasoning behind it? Because I was going to tell them.
Wait, what were you keeping a secret?
I wasn't going to tell them that I saw Luke.
Oh, okay.
Because as soon as you tell some of these people, Kenny in particular, as soon as you tell them anything, they decide they know what's going to happen, and that's what's going to happen.
Plus, at that point, isn't it a mixed group still? You still have Mike in there and Jane. It's like, you don't know. You know, it's still a case of who do you trust.
Yeah, this is before Jane even volunteers any information.
Right. Yeah,
I just felt like the people were going to end up like bursting in and be like, hey, what are you guys talking about? I just heard the name Luke.
Yeah. I did like Jane. Jane's a cool character.
Reminds me of the girl from episode one, the other one, the medical girl. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The medical girl?
I call her a medical girl.
The girl with the ice pick?
The carpenter, not the carpenter. Jesus, what is that thing called? I don't know.
The carver?
It's a climbing axe.
The pickaxe.
I believe she was the same voice. Ice pick.
I know it's hold on. Her. That girl. In the orange jacket with the bells. Her.
So everyone's discussing what to do. I'm trying to think. I think there's a place where you can side with different, if you want to go and get the, if you think it's a good plan to go and get the walkie-talkie, or to sneak in there, I think. I don't know, there's a couple of options there. One, whether you agree with them or not. And of course, they're like, oh, well, we need someone small to go and get the go and get the stuff. So everyone looks to Clementine, of course. Except Mike. Mike, I wanted to stand up and cheer for him because he's the only one in this entire season so far that's been like, are you kidding? She's a kid.
More than once this episode too.
I know. Yeah, he was totally like, this is ridiculous, guys. Like, someone, like, man up. Someone, you know. But he didn't volunteer. But I mean, I guess it made sense because they did need someone small. But
yeah,
could have been Jane. Jane's small too. She's not that much bigger than Clementine, really. You go in, you sneak into the office,
supply room.
The supply room, right. Oh yeah, that was the offices later. Supply room, you get the, which I was so like shocked that what's her face like didn't even notice you.
I think she did though.
Oh really? You think so?
Yeah. I think she was just playing along of,
really?
Yeah, I don't see you. But
really?
Yeah.
Huh. I totally was just like, oh, that's a total Tomb Raider ice. Yeah, that Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I think at one point she does end up noticing you.
Yeah.
Really? I did not even
when you first go down, all of a sudden you get seen briefly and she's kind of like, eh?
Oh.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, when you're ducking behind the pallets and like your hat's like barely peeking out.
Okay. Yeah. I just thought that she was just completely oblivious. I was like,
or she could have been having a nicotine fit and just really strung out and everything, so.
That too.
I mean, it does things to you, but I don't think it gives you crap.
Well, it also probably might have actually been darker in there than what we actually see, because they're giving us video game level of lighting.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It's also a fiction story, and anything can happen that the authors want. So.
Anything can happen.
That's true. Obviously, her gamma was turned way down.
Turned down for what?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know about you guys, but it took like 4 or 5 tries for me to get the radios. Was there any trick to getting the radios?
Really? Or? I wouldn't raid in and what? Grab them.
I got it like first try. So I just waited.
So what happened, Franco, when you didn't...
Like, I hit the button and the up arrow wouldn't come up right away.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, I
waited 3 or 4 tries.
I waited for too long on the first opportunity to grab it, and then like she kept turning back around, and Clementine would be like, oh, no, not yet.
Okay, I had the same thing happen to me. It took me like four tries because I couldn't. I don't understand that whole like hand thing with like the like. I always forget. Like I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to hold in the button.
Are you
now? You guys know my pain of the bullets scene from the last episode.
I'm doing mouse and keyboard.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be easy on a controller.
I was on the PS4. It was kind of weird. I was trying to hold X and. Or just hitting X, but for some reason the upper arrow wasn't popping up. I don't know why.
So you get your you get 2 walkie talkies. Head back. You got them. You go to bed because it's late. Have a nice little talk with Kenny, who is thinking it said that he thought about Duck that day, which made me go oh. Yeah, so the next morning, you there's kind of a wrench in the plans. You get thrown with Bonnie when you're supposed to go and meet Luke to give him the walkie-talkie.
One thing I found funny with when at the start of that day, when Troy kicks you, you can choose to tell him not to kick you because it's rude, and it says he might remember that.
Oh. Yeah,
and I tried to get a screenshot of it. I was just a second confirmed. Too late. I'm like, what? You might remember it. What?
Oh, Troy's not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer.
I just stared him down.
I did too. That's what I did. There's a lot of silence this episode.
What I found really stupid though with the walkie-talkies, it's like you get the walkie-talkies and you bring them back, and they're not visible at all. But only when the inventory item is necessary to the story is it actually visible. But otherwise, from that on, you have, like, pockets the size of bags of holding.
Yeah,
it's another plot convenience. That and, I mean, if anybody knows, those walkie-talkies, you know, those store ones only operate on, like, 2 channels. So it's like... They're going to hear you anyway because they all hear the same thing. Thus, the radios. There's only 2 channels.
Yeah.
So it's like plot convenience. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I was surprised that she grabbed 2 because I just thought you were just going to get 1 so that Luke can listen to where the guards are.
Yeah.
Because we shouldn't need to be communicating with these at all.
Right.
This is exactly. Very good point. But
we did.
But then she grabbed 2 and I was like, okay.
Alrighty.
You do. But that, you do. So you're sent to Bonnie, but you need to go meet with Luke. Did you guys tell Bonnie that you were going to meet Luke? Did you trust her or no?
Yeah.
I did not trust her. I told her I had to go talk to Kenny.
Oh. So she was just like, go talk to Kenny. You're fine.
It seems like she got the gist that, you know, you're not getting, she doesn't have your trust yet.
So why did you choose not to trust her?
Because at that point, I still did not have any clear indication in my mind, in my rather simple mind, that she was still not playing, you know, because she, you know, another thing is all along, she's still going back talking to Carver and stuff like that. So I'm like, I don't know whose team she's really on.
I gotcha.
So I'm not gonna, you know, until I can get a clear conference. And even if somebody in that position goes and tells you, yeah, you know, I'm planning on escaping too, you still don't know that from you know, are they just trying to bait you into it? You know, it's like,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, no, if you tell her, if you trust her, she's really cool about it. She's just kind of like, well,
go.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that she said, you know, if you get caught, you know, not
don't
to
say anything. Her.
Right.
Yeah.
But, still a little scared, still a little bit of that, mindset. But mm-hmm. yeah, but she's like, you know, go, what are you waiting for? You have, I think, what, like 10 minutes or something to go in.
15 yeah. minutes.
Or 15 minutes to not care where she's at. Yeah, so you start to go back to Luke and find, oh, Luke's not there. That's right, Luke wasn't there in the comic book store. You get grabbed by Troy, brought back, and see that Luke was found out.
Surprise!
Carver's there, ready to, ready for heck to break loose.
He's all out of bubblegum.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He's not a happy.
I don't think Carver ever had bubblegum.
Born out of bubblegum.
He was born out of bubblegum. He was kicking ass and taking names from day one.
From the room.
So did you guys fess up to taking the walkie-talkies? Did you say that you found them?
Tried to be a little coy, saying, "I found them."
Yeah, I tried to say I found it.
I didn't even get that it was supposed to be like an honorable, you know, choice thing where it's, you know, well, that seemed to be the most yeah. logical answer rather than saying I have it. You know, it's like, was yeah. that, you know, the game sort of made it like that was like, you know, the good choice is to say
yeah.
I took it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe that.
I feel like it probably doesn't matter what you say though because of what happens.
Yeah, Kenny intercepts you anyway.
Kenny takes the blame no matter
what. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I looked it up. Yeah, there's no consequences whichever way that you go.
just telltale guilt here at the end with your
exactly,
percentage.
Exactly. but yeah, I was not really surprised that Kenny kind of stepped up and took the blame, but it's very honorable of him to do so. But he does, you know, he kind of knew that Clementine would get like killed. If that was the case,
it was a very Kenny thing.
If Clementine,
I almost get the feeling too that if Clementine did go forward and he started to beat on Clementine, like yeah. all of Carver's people probably would have turned on him at that point.
Yeah,
probably.
But would that have happened before Clementine died?
Hmm,
is the question.
Yeah,
that's an interesting posit. Yeah. I don't know,
or if he would have beat on her, he might have just.
Like, if he beat Clementine to death, sure. But yeah. where before then would people break?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, because there's...
I almost think Bonnie probably would have tried to do something.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, if anybody, Bonnie. But I was going to say, we didn't see any indications from Troy, you know, certainly, but nobody else, that they were near the breaking point with Carver. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, Troy was just full-on drinking the Kool-Aid right there.
Oh, yeah. Troy was just enjoying the show.
Yeah.
He liked being number two.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, so he beats Kenny to an inch of his life.
And you can choose to hold back Saria or not.
Oh, yeah. So what did you guys... So I tried to defend Kenny.
Yeah, I did too.
Which got me hit to the floor.
Yeah. I tried to hold back Saria because I knew no matter what, if you tried to go and defend Kenny, you would have gotten whacked.
I tried to hold back Sarita, but I can't push A fast enough, and she still got smacked with the radio as well.
Oh, yeah, I think I think it's pretty much a fate to complete.
She doesn't get smacked if you try to stop Kenny from being beat, does she? I don't think so.
Right, yeah, it's either one.
Yeah, that's because you get hit. If you hold her back, she cries out, it's like, no, and then goes and falls to her knees and cries.
I was really worried that was going to be a pivotal thing. Like, as soon as I chose to go and stop Kenny, I was like, oh, no, Serena's going to break out, and, like, she's going to get shot. This is it. Mm-hmm. This is it. But thank that didn't happen. I was really worried. I was like, oh no, Kinney's gonna blame me for her death. This is gonna be horrible. Oh god. But that did not happen. So we went back to, Bonnie took care of us and she said, we're leaving tonight. Everything together. This is when we're escaping. So we go back and try and form a plan. Kinney, like, is Jesus and rises from his unconscious slumber. So that's a good question. Like, the group is discussing if they would, like, they were like, we're going to, like, Luke, of all people, I was surprised, was like, we might have to leave people behind. Meaning, pretty much Kinney.
I liked I liked that Carlos actually said something that was very doctor-like.
What do you
say? Because other than that, we're just kind of, we haven't really seen Carlos do anything really doctor-y.
Oh, true. Yeah. You mean looking at Kinney, like...
Doctor. Yeah, and he's like, oh, his
orbital
got damaged and blah, 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 blah. Very doctor-y stuff.
It was very kind of like Grey's Anatomy doctor-y stuff, yeah, yeah.
Well,
I defer to Madeline.
Part of that is, every time I use medical terminology with someone who isn't in the medical field, mm-hmm. like if I don't purposely like code it in layman's terms,
mm-hmm.
I get glazed eyes. or the equivalent of
yeah over for the sure internet. For sure
so like there's that, and then number two, the people who are writing this story aren't doctors.
Oh, for sure.
So yeah, and that's not like anything that Clementine, like the doctor stuff that Clementine does, you get to see and do and participate in, but unless yeah. Carlos is doctoring her,
yeah,
you're not gonna see any of that. So
yeah for sure. For sure. Yeah, so Kinney pulls Jesus and is like, I'm fine. You won't have to leave me behind. would you guys, so if that was like a choice that you had to make, like to be like, and I think like you kind of could agree with, like, I don't think that I agreed with Luke. I was like, I'm not leaving Kinney behind.
Yeah.
If the choice was there, like, would you have left Kinney and I guess Alvin behind, or would you have been like, no?
I said, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If he can walk, we're taking him.
Madeline?
I said, let's wait.
Okay.
Ooh.
Because that was another thing, was to wait another day.
Because I think it was Luke that said everyone is hurt or pregnant. Yeah, so
for sure.
We need to wait.
Yeah.
And that's sound advice, particularly when we know we're going to be on the run for how long.
Exactly.
If we can get, we're not eating tonight. If we can get one more meal and then leave, like that's a decent.
Yeah. And there was nothing that was going to happen that would be like, over the course, like what, they had been there for 24 hours at that point?
Two nights,
All right.
Yeah, two or three nights.
Oh yeah. It had been two nights, so it had been like probably like 48 hours at this point. And one person had died. One person had gotten almost beat to his life. They almost like beat Luke. Two of the girls have gotten slapped.
You saw Alvin beaten within an inch of his life.
Right. Yeah, that was before.
Well, for all you know, he could have been dead. Him.
I assumed he was.
Yeah.
He was. So that night you're I'm trying to think what happens exactly next. I think that you just kind of go. You're just
Well, then when Kinney's like, I'm alive, then you're like, well, I don't remember who it is. But then I think Kinney says that he's like, we're leaving now. We're leaving tonight. Yeah. And then everyone who disagreed earlier is like, oh, okay, let's do it.
GTFO. Yeah. GTFO. Kinney's okay. We're fine.
So you sneak into the...
back into Carver's office.
To turn on the
July 4th advertisement.
To turn on the speaker. You're supposed to... And then... what's her name? Rebecca is like, be sure to get Alvin. You are a child. This is a grown man who's like heavily injured.
Right.
And she's
super Clementine.
He saw him in that condition in his office. I know. It's not like she doesn't know how bad it is.
So she expects, you know, so she expects Clementine to like drag Alvin, I guess, on her back. Like,
yeah. Or she thought that Alvin had Kenny powers, you know.
Possibly. Yeah, she's like, well, Kenny raised
from a good point. That's a very good point.
Unconscious, so obviously Alvin's just going to just be healed as well.
He'll drink a few potions and be all right.
Yeah, yeah. So you get the system running. Alvin is like, he dies, though. He does come to, right? Because he's like
pulling
through the desk.
Yeah. Barely.
So apparently this settlement has like healing powers of some sort to where people miraculously come to from, you know, brinks of death or being.
We should stay another night.
We'll guys.
All feel better.
God. And so, you know, Alvin's like pilfering through the desk, gets a gun and says, you know, you're like, well, we have to leave. Clementine's like, we have to leave. And Alvin's like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm, you know, he's obviously very injured.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to climb back up.
He's having a hard time. Yeah, he's having a very hard time. Did you guys argue with him or did you were just like, you know,
I just let him be the hero.
Yeah.
I tried to talk him out of it. Just, you know, even though I, you know, in your heart, you know, you're not going to, but. You want him, yeah. You know, you on what note do you want him to go out on? You know, it's like,
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I asked him to come with me, but I'd like, as soon as I looked at him, I was like, this isn't happening, but I'm not going to be like, can you cover for me?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I said that. Like, I think I either said, you know, try to get him to go or I might've said nothing. I don't know, but.
Like, yeah. I'm practical, but I also want people to have a little dignity.
Exactly. So anyway, so the guy comes in, Alvin covers for you. He gets shot first. I'm like, well, shoot, that was for nothing then. But then he manages to shoot the guy right before he dies. Yeah. yeah, so that was unfortunate. I liked Alvin. He was a good person, it seemed like.
He liked juice.
Yes, he liked juice. Yes.
And I looked up if you somehow got Alvin killed in the previous episode.
Okay. Yeah,
that's right.
You just take the gun.
Yeah, you take the gun and there you just put a filing cabinet up against
the door. You use that then in what happens next.
Instead
of what you do.
Yeah. Okay, because without the gun, you start like, you go into the other room, you kind of drop in literally on Carver.
You jump, if you have the gun because Alvin's dead, you just shoot at him and you nick him on the cheek with the daring.
That was satisfying.
I preferred the more jumping on top of him because
it was fun. Everyone, you know, his gun goes flying, they get the gun, tables are turned on Carver and he is at our mercy instead of as his. Here you're faced with a pretty big decision that really doesn't have any consequences, but it's still kind of an interesting moral decision. Kenny is bound and determined to kill Carver. And Rebecca stays to either help or watch. But Sarita tries to get you to go with her, tries to get Clementine to go with
you. Well, you can. You also have the choice of whether or not to agree to killing Carver or saying we should.
Oh, yeah.
I said to kill him.
Before Kenny shoots his kneecaps out.
Yes.
You have the, like, let's just go or whatever.
Yes.
I said we should shoot him.
Yes.
But I was thinking, like, a clean shot through the head and we can all walk out of there, not, like...
In the knees.
We get our... Yeah.
Get our ha-has out.
Yeah. Did anyone else answer anything differently?
I surprised myself by saying shooting. I thought I would take the high road, but at that moment, the visceral Carver hit, then I, like, shoot him.
Yeah, I mean, I had pretty much told kill him at that point too, but I think the first time I played it, I think I told him to kill him and then I left, and then this time I stayed.
Oh. So, okay.
Wow.
I mean, well, okay, I stayed. Okay. I also said that we should kill him. Again, I was kind of like you, Frank. I was kind of surprised. I was like sitting there thinking about it, and I was like, this guy is just not good. You know, he's not good. He's hurt people. He's killed people. Yeah. Yeah.
I said to kill him because there's nothing that he could say that would change our minds about who he was.
Yeah, for sure.
And the longer he stays alive, people will listen to him merely because of how charismatic he is.
Yep. Absolutely.
We wouldn't all just be able to like walk out of there and pull the door down behind him. That wouldn't happen.
Because he'd go after you.
Exactly.
That's how he has a settlement. Like, even if his kneecaps were out, someone would find him, he would be good. Like, he would find some way to survive because snakes like that do.
Troy would pretty much go after them as vengeance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
A few times when he was talking throughout the episode, when Carver was talking, I just ended up hearing the Bill Pullman from Independence Day
saying,
just doing like speech stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, true. No, I totally get you on that. And so then, as Frank, you know, you have the option to either stay for the execution that Kenny and Rebecca do, or to leave. I chose to leave. I chose for Sarita to take Clementine outside. What did everyone else pick? Chris, you said that you stayed. Who?
Yep.
What did you guys go for?
I stayed.
I left.
I left. And
okay, so... Yeah.
And as Carver goes full Palpatine, yes, you will become like I, stronger, and you know. Oh,
that's right.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, boy, I'm glad I walked out. You know, and I'm like, yeah, I am not like you. Ooh, there it is. Yeah, I am not like you at all. Yeah.
So what happened if you stayed?
She looks a little bit like startled at first, and then she just kind of goes to a stern, angry face.
Who? Carter?
Clementine.
Clementine. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just watching.
Yeah, you just see Kenny wail on him with a crowbar.
Okay.
And that's what's left of his head. Not much.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I'm glad I left.
Basically just his lower jaw.
So, why did you guys choose that? Why did you guys choose to stay?
Because he was a jerk, and I just wanted to be vengeance Clementine.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. I understand that. I left because I was thinking I'm a kid. I mean, she has seen a lot. She has seen probably as bad or worse, but I was like, if I have a choice in the matter, I'm going to let her not see this one.
I don't know. Maybe Kevin and Chris can comment on what this guy, you know, he always looked up this guy's summary. And the last two sentences, like, oh boy, I'm glad I left. As the beating continues, her expression slowly changes to a cold, unemotional gaze.
Yeah. Yeah. She kind of, basically the look that she gets when she kind of is like.
When she's ticked off.
Ticked off is what her face turns into.
That kind of hurts me a bit. That kind of makes me tear up a bit because, yeah. Yeah. I have no idea. I haven't played any other ones past this one, but It's just sad reality, I guess, of a kid growing up in this kind of environment.
Yeah. It would be interesting to see if that plays any, her reaction more than anything plays any more down the line, you know, like, does her character eventually change, or is this just, you know, is this just theatrics for, you know, in the game, or does her, is her, because of this choice, is her, you know, we'll have to wait and see. Is her personality going to be, have a permanent effect?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So you go outside. If you stayed, if you didn't stay, you still are outside anyways and hear the beating inside. Okay. Everyone starts covering themselves with zombie guts to walk through the herd. We're back to season one with Clementine and Lee. Back in season one, which is what they did towards the end of the season. Which I thought was when they were talking about it around the campfire earlier. Clementine, I think, has the option to mention that.
Yeah, that I did. Yeah.
She and Lee did that. And then Kenny was like, Lee did that? He's gonna, you know, or I don't know, said something.
That's
like,
the only way we got out, Mr. Somehow Miracle like Escape Man.
Kenny says, way to go. Something essence to like, way to go, Lee.
Yeah.
That he thought of that.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So you get all your stuff together. You get all the guts on you. And I'm trying to think what happens. You go through the crowd. Is it Carlos that gets pulled down first?
Yeah. Carlos gets bit in the neck.
Carlos gets bitten.
Oh, before you that, though.
Oh, wait, because Sarah is...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, yes. Troy gets shot in the nut.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot about
that. Jane's like, you can come with us.
That was freaking amazing.
Well, it gives you a big insight into Jane, and then...
Yeah.
It's like... And then, like... Was Jane
on her good side? All right.
Yeah, Jane's a little. Plus, was she playing Troy? You know, to stay. You know, so just gave me the sense that she was maybe. Also, all during her stay there was probably playing Troy along. You never. It sounded that way. I don't know. Well, did anybody get that?
Yeah. Sure. Yes. Or. Pretended.
Had him on
the things that were happening.
Yeah, had him on a leash, so to speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing else, probably, a diversion for them to try and to get away. Gosh.
Yep. And then shot Troy in the nuts. That was a good part. It was good. So you start to throw into the crowd. Carlos gets bit. Sarah freaks out, because I think Carlos gets pulled down. Like, he gets bit,
He gets bit, and he gets shot in the neck.
Oh, yeah. Who shot him in the neck?
People on the roof.
Oh, wait, yes.
Oh.
He got nicked in the neck, but it was, like, arterial. It's spurting.
Yeah.
So
he was a goner.
He gets pulled down, and Sarah freaks out.
Yeah. I like how, when you're walking away, all the people are like, where's Carver? We need his guidance. It's like, you guys are SOL because need Carver to tell you what to do.
I heard that they needed backup. Like, they needed backup. Another gun on the
wall. They needed backup, but they also asked where Carver was, which kind of seemed like...
He's another person holding a gun.
Yeah. It just kind of seemed like that they needed Carver's guidance. Like, what do we do, Carver?
Yeah. So... I didn't really quite catch if Sarah got bit, or did it show?
I didn't see her get bit.
Okay. No, she just freaked out.
She
freaked out. Things started getting crazy because then the walkers started noticing, and you start attacking, and then I think that's when you come across Sarita, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Sarita is bitten. Zombie is laying into her arm, and the end of the episode you're faced with the choice to either cut off her arm with your, I think it's an axe you have in your hand or some kind of knife, to cut off her arm or to kill the zombie. So what did everyone pick?
I cut off her arm. Because I listened to what happened with Reggie, where he got his arm cut off quickly, and he was fine.
Yeah. Did everyone cut off her arm?
Yeah.
I cut off the arm.
Okay.
Because killing the zombie wouldn't do anything.
No, I agree.
Yeah, so it didn't achieve anything, so it's like, might as well take the slimmest of slim chances.
It was horrible. It was just... You know, because you like lay into her with the axe, and it like just exactly Kevin just posted a picture.
Yeah. She got a bone shard.
She just stares at her arm, man, and just lets out this scream, and that's where the episode ended. And it was crazy. And it was really interesting because I was looking for her in the preview for the next episode, and it did not show her. I'm guessing
it did show Clementine finding Sarah's glasses.
Oh yeah, it did.
So that's sort of like maybe she scrambled and got away, but maybe. She's separated from the group, you know.
Yeah.
But I just want to go on record saying I would not have chosen that. All this entire episode, I was thinking of what is the proper way to dispose of Carver. What would be the most satisfying way? I think I settled on tying him to a rack in the Home Depot and just leaving him for the zombies.
you really did give it thought. You gave it thought.
Yes, because God, the first he's done, a bullet to the head's too good for him.
Such a weird base of operation. Like, did they have a fence around that Home Depot at all?
They had a makeshift. Like, when she goes to the comic store, they sort of had makeshift fencing, but it was really shabby.
And it was really close to where people walk too.
Yeah, not a great setup.
Especially when you're like walking outside after the initial break-in with Kenny and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah.
That they're beating on the fence. This is like, this isn't safe. Why did you think this was safe?
Yeah, at least somebody should be picking at them with arrows and crossbows, you know, while they were picking at the fence. But
yeah,
that one wasn't the smartest stuff.
I mean, I don't think that they really didn't have a lot of numbers there at the.
They didn't show it. Yeah, if they did, they didn't show it.
It seemed.
That's the other thing that made me concerned about Carver's mental stability, because he doubled the number of people in there, or more than doubled the number of people in their prison. But now there's more people in their, in the prison basically than they have to keep eyes on them.
Yeah.
So like that's an accident waiting to happen.
Oh, for sure. Okay, well, yeah, so that wraps up the episode 3. So next week we will discuss episode 4. Anything you guys are looking forward to? Finding out more about or seeing?
Not having to see Carver.
It's basically been the small group of the week, kind of.
Yeah.
Like every week we get a new... In the week, every episode we get a new group and group dynamics to examine. So I didn't really see anybody new in the trailer.
We get to learn more about Jane.
The trailer made it look like Jane's going to start pulling it at the people to separate.
Taking some turns.
Yeah. Nice. Which goes the same thing with Troy. You know, it's like, she seems to be, you know, quite the manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
At just at first glance. At least that's the way the game is showing it, I think she's Jane. I have no doubt Jane is going to do what's good for Jane.
Oh, sure. No, I agree with that. I agree. I think that she has a little bit more sense to her than Troy did. Personally. Maybe that's just because she's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, certainly. But I mean, she's. I don't think she's. Hooray for the group kind of person.
Oh no, no, I wouldn't say so either. We have a Michonne at first incident going on with her. Get that kind of Michonne vibe. But anyways, so I guess that's it. As I said, next week we'll talk about episode 4. And then we have one more episode until the end of the season. There are 5. Probably look for this week that I'll be having up some polls for the next games. Try and get that up by this weekend. So if you guys have any, if you're listening or you guys here in the group, if you have any suggestions, throw them my way. Otherwise, I'll just be going from what I have or going from like previous suggestions that I had like in a previous poll or before that or something. So if you have anything new you want to kind of put in there, go ahead.
Do you want to talk about that new game from Don't Nod? Not the vampire, but the one that they're coming out with that's... Captain
Yeah, that's whatever. At the end of the month. Why can't I?
June or July?
Captain Spirit. That's it. Yeah, that's coming out at the end of the month, right? June or July?
I thought I said June 26th.
Yeah. So yeah, no, that will be definitely something to consider. And I'll look into that about how long that will be and if it'll just be like a 1 week thing or something. Yes, but it's free.
Yeah. It should just be a 1 week thing.
Great. So. Great. Yeah, that's definitely something that will fit in there when it comes out for sure. Mm-hmm. And that's taking place a game by Don't Nod that's taking place in the Life is Strange universe. Not necessarily with the same characters, or not with the same characters, but apparently there's a sneak kind of like what did he say? Kind of a surprise, kind of pointing towards season 2.
Yeah, it's supposed to like bridge season 1 to season 2. Yeah. So
that's exciting. That'll be interesting to see. So yeah, for sure, we'll put that in there. Absolutely. So anyways, catch us at thegamechat.net is our landing page, where you can be connected to quite a few different things, our Facebook page, our recordings. Also, we're on Instagram and Twitter at thegamechat. So you can check us out there. I need to do better about keeping those updated, BTW, but working on it. So guys, thank you again. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll chat with you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.